demanded an urgent and horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Well, the NBA put in place to start this season, Angel, a player participation policy where players, star players, have to play a certain amount of time, and you have to have a good reason for why those players are not going to play. Well, this is an interesting one, isn't it? James Harden, who we knew was out, wasn't with the team for a while, showed up, was prepared to travel with the 76ers for their game against Milwaukee, packed his bags and everything, and Philadelphia management, coaches, whatever, basically told him, no, you're not ready. You're not, like, in game shape. You need to stay here. Get ready. We're going to go on the trip without you. That all seemed like, I mean, again, the James Harden situation, Angel, is silly, stupid, bizarre, everything. But I didn't really think about that. I didn't think, oh, are the Sixers going to get into some trouble here? Because James Harden willingly was ready to travel. Even though he didn't practice, he's deemed healthy. So now the NBA is investigating whether the Sixers and James Harden violated the league's new player participation policy. They're looking into the facts around James Harden's availability to determine whether an approved reason exists for his lack of participation. A league spokesperson, that's Michael Bass, told ESPN that was before the 76ers lost close game to Milwaukee 118-117. Well, Angel, let me ask you. If you're the league and I tell you, I'm the Sixers, and I come to you and say, okay, he didn't show up for any of our preseason stuff. He wasn't practicing. We don't deem him ready. We don't think it'd be the best solution for us right now. We got to get him right physically and maybe a bit mentally so we can't, we didn't travel him. Does that suffice to you? If you're the league officer in this, would that keep me from getting fined if I gave you that reason?
Unless there's an official term for it, no.
Probably not.
I need a reason.
Is he hurt? No.
Okay.
He packed his bags. Sneakers were in the suitcase.
There's no rules in place saying you have to make X amount of practices, X amount of preseason time to,
not really,
to play. So I mean, there's really nothing I can do other than, hey, you need to either play him or say he's injured. Because I'm going to investigate this. I'm going to find out what's going on. If there's some disgruntlement between the player and the organization, we need to figure that out first off because it's hurting the league reputation. Also, one of our star players is not playing. We're losing ticket sales. We're losing money. Figure it out.
The NBA is going to have to put an amendment in this then if they want, if teams are going to fight for that and basically say, well, what if we have a disgruntled player? What if we have a player that's not happy with his current contract and he's holding out and all that stuff and then doesn't show up for certain activities? That should keep us clear if we tell him you're not playing.
I mean, that's something
right now,
that the CBA would have to put together, and the players would have to agree to that. And
all of them.
I don't know if they'd want to. This is what happens when you give all the power to the players. They can say, I don't have to really do what you tell me to do because you're paying me anyway.
Okay, so the NBA, their player participation policy allows teams and players an out for injury, personal reasons. And this is what's crazy. This is the term, rare and unusual circumstances. Well, that, like, opens up a whole bag of worms, man. Can of worms? Is it bag or is it can? Does it matter? No.
It's can of worms.
Okay, can of worms. This is, I agree with you, Angel. I agree that this shouldn't be allowed. But I think that the Sixers can get away. A team can be fined $100,000 for first offense with increasing penalties thereafter. So if they decide to fine the 76ers for this one game, well, they're also still on a road trip. They got Toronto. They're going to go north to Toronto. So potentially the Sixers could be fined $200,000 to start the season. Now, I think if you get a team lawyer or whatever you're fighting against the NBA here, if this is what it really says in their policy, personal reasons and rare and unusual circumstances, wouldn't this fit into rare and unusual circumstances?
I guess, but is that just a cheap kind of cover up? If this is something regarding a trade or its contract negotiations, then they're going to cover it up and say, no, he's dealing with some personal stuff. Well, yeah, it's personal because he's dealing with a contract.
It's personal. He wants to be traded to the Clippers, and they're not doing that. So he didn't show up for anything, but he still showed up to go get on the plane and travel to Milwaukee and then the Toronto trip. But the Sixers said, dude, you're not ready. That's what they're at least telling us. They're saying you're not ready physically. You need to be here working out. Did he show up all Paul Blarty or what?
No, there's a video of him at a party last night. He looks fine.
So he doesn't look all cheeseburgery. Mm-mm. I would say the Sixers can get out of this just because of the terminology used in this policy. But they're going to have to straighten this out. We all want to see the stars play. We all want to see the superstars out there on a nightly basis. And that was a damn good game, dude. You might argue that if James Harden's in the lineup, maybe the Sixers win that thing. You know, Tyrese Maxey had 31 points last night. That was, of course, Milwaukee's Damian Lillard-Giannis debut as well. Lillard had 39 points, 8 boards, and 4 assists. How about that one? So that whole game had some interesting stories behind it. Two of the key stories in the NBA right now. James Harden and the relationship with the Sixers. And Milwaukee trying to see if the Damian Lillard-Giannis Antetokounmpo thing works. Giannis said yesterday, or did he say last night, that this is Dame's team now? Giannis said that. That's weird to me. He said this is Dame's team. He's the leader. Huh. All right. Giannis had 23 and 13 rebounds. Not a bad game. But this Sixers deal, it's wild, man. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Sigman says they should let him travel and sit him on the bench the whole game. I'd love to see that. I cannot stand him. That could have been a way, but then you're taking up a roster
spot. You have to give a reason why he's not playing.
Yeah, he's still got to play. Yeah, what if he played a minute? Is there a minute restriction on that?
I have no idea.
I bet not. If the terminology and the policy, maybe Adam Silver and the NBA should focus on this policy a little more rather than pushing this mid-season garbage junk down our throat. Mid-season tournament champion. I mean, they have all their broadcasters just spewing how great this is going to be. Maybe focus more on these policies rather than that. Like, seriously, if he plays a minute, does that count? If he dresses out, does that count? If he shows up, if he's in shoot-around, does that count? What's rare and unusual? This does fit in that category, but you could say that for anything. Nikola Jokic's horse broke his leg. He's got to go see him. That's rare and unusual.
Not a good trip for Jokic.
No.
Yikes.
Well, yeah, you know what happens. Race horses break their leg. You're going to have to, this is going to be a learning lesson for the NBA because this is going to happen again. There's going to be players that aren't happy with their situation. They're on a holdout, whatever. I don't think they're going to happen quite like this James Harden deal. I tend to agree, like, I don't hate, James Harden is just, talk about a talented dude that brings drama everywhere he goes. Doesn't want to be there for long, so then he just starts, you remember what happened when, was he in Houston when he just kind of let himself go because he wanted out? Was that Houston when he did that?
It was like, or was that kind of in between Houston into Brooklyn.
And
like
he
showed up in Brooklyn, apparently 30 pounds overweight, but
I don't think he was that bad.
Conspiracy series say he was wearing a fat suit and weird stuff.
Well, beards make you look a little bigger in
the
face. Yeah,
but then he like lost all the weight apparently in like a day. And we're like, what the hell's going on with
crazy these guys? Metabolism.
I guess you had the money to do it, I guess.
Yeah, what would you do?
Buy a fat suit, make the team look bad.
Just get some lipo or something? Is that? I don't know. the James Harden thing's weird, but the fascinating conversation really is, what does the NBA do with that information? Because I guess it would fit rare and unusual. 15 minutes after the hour, we got Steve Ivey coming up. Let me read some texts here. This text are from the 678. The midseason tournament is just to make more money. Yeah, it's dumb. I still don't even understand it. Like, what is it? It's just regular season games. And then if you win, it's like they put a star on your schedule. Just random regular season games, and I'm putting a star on it. That counts. That counts. That one doesn't. That one doesn't. This one counts. You win those games, and you move on, and you potentially could go to the midseason championship, which the semifinals and the finals don't count toward your record. Is that right? Or is it just the finals?
I think it's just the finals.
So stupid.
For the NBA Cup.
Who the hell wants the NBA Cup? The second best.
Are we raising banners for this? Are we getting rings for this?
Here's a question.
Are we bragging about being an NBA midseason cup champ?
Are we going to have to do a ceremony the following game? They do their raising the banner, and it's like, let me ask you this. Would you rather win, if you had to pick, win the midseason cup or be the runner-up in the finals?
I'd be the runner-up. So at least I'm still a conference champ.
Yeah. Would you rather, let's say you win the midseason cup, but you miss the playoffs.
I would be so mad.
Yeah. What would you rather?
Then you can't celebrate that.
If you had to pick.
Say, oh, we missed the playoffs, but hey, we got this little gold cup here.
Right.
Okay, you're going to eat cereal out of it? What's going on?
That's when you know this is pointless. Because if I'm asking you, if you had to pick, you're the midseason champ, but you missed the playoffs.
And it just feels like you're setting a team up just to be made fun of. Like,
who the hell cares, man?
If the Hawks somehow go in and win this tournament, it's going to be like, woohoo, way to go. Like, no one cares about the Hawks.
Nobody cares about the midseason tournament, man.
I'm not going to brag about
that. It's the most pointless thing ever. Brady, it's like what they do in soccer. I don't even know if that's true.
There's a reason soccer isn't super popular over here. Because we like winners and losers.
We like a very defined winner or loser. Dixon, has Harden ever been happy? Headache wherever he goes, and his game is getting to where it's not worth putting up with anymore. Pretty all true. True, yeah. Why would play and risk injury in the championship game if it doesn't mean anything? Again, right. True points, Dixon. We're on the same page today. It's Broncos Chiefs weekend, and we're on the same page with Dixon.
That's why I'd rather the Nuggets not, obviously care about the tournament, the qualifying games or whatever, but if they end up in the tournament, what is the mentality of this team? Are they going to really go in there and try to win this, or is it just going to be, what am I doing?
It's only a matter of time.
It's a game that doesn't count to my overall record. It could hurt me in ways that I can't imagine with injuries or some crazy thing happens. It's not worth it.
It's only a matter of time until somebody gets hurt in the championship game.
As soon as it does, they're done with it.
If somebody gets hurt and they're out for a significant amount of time, or even one game, it's dumb. You're wasting time. There's one championship. There's one trophy. That's all that matters. Texter here from Herbs. I hear China has a basketball league for Harden to star in, LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Taiwan Super Dragons or something.
There's one team like called the Fighting Monkeys or something like that. Yeah.
We need some fun names like that.
Yeah, we do. More bonus money for the players if they win, Texter. Yeah, they get a
share of a pool of money, because that's what these guys need.
You know what I would do? If let's say the Nuggets get in, play everybody that you don't play. Would you get in trouble with the policy then? Because it doesn't count towards your record. What if you just say Christian Brown, you're starting.
Bench starts.
Pickett, you're starting at point guard. Peyton Watson. Our boy, Gillespie.
Yeah, Colin.
Colin G-Money. He's starting. Hell, bring them all back. All of your bench guys. 20 minutes after the hour. Steve Ivey talking CSU men's basketball. We're right around the corner, man. College hoops. It's almost here. The Bears play tonight in an exhibition game. It's upon us. We'll be right back.
The Best Nuggets podcast is back at 1310kfk.com. A pickaxe to grind with Brady Hull, Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by Chevron. Joining us now, the Swole Cracker himself, Steve Ivey of Ram Nation. Steve, my man, how are you, dude?
Brady, I'm doing great. A little chilled today with the first really ridiculously cold day, but all in all, doing okay. How's Mr. Thursday Night doing today? Licking your wound?
I got backdoored, Steve. I got backdoored. I thought I had it in the bag, and 4 million penalties later, and finally Tampa Bay scores. So it was a rough night for me. And people keep asking what my record is, and I'm just not responding anymore. I'm just not going
to
respond.
I like to tease you, but you know, you go out, you get out there, and you put your name on the line there. I'll just tell you a funny little story. A few years ago, I'd go out and visit a message board, and I picked a lot of basketball games, and I had a great year. I nailed about 18 in a row, 18 games in a row. I nailed like 75%. Next year, I'm feeling really good about myself, and I think I went for about 40%. So as long as your logic is there, which it always is when you're analyzing games, that's all you can do.
Well, yeah, some would disagree that the logic is there, Steve. But, you know, we have fun with it at the end of the day. We got picks coming up later. Hey, are you going out to the football game tomorrow, CSU and Air Force?
I'm going to pass on it. I've had this funny little issue health-wise with a cough that's lasted for about 12 weeks. And so I'm going to try and stay out of the cold weather. I don't have any other symptoms other than a cough. It doesn't seem like there's anything serious, but I'm just a little nervous about being out in the cold.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that, my man. Take care of yourself. Steve Ivey joining us. I love your blog. I love your podcast that you're doing now at Ram Nation. It's just great. It's insight you're not going to get anywhere else when it comes to Colorado State.
Yeah, I'm doing my best on that. You know, I've been lucky. I've got some pretty good sources and stuff, and I've been able to see some practices. Of course, I didn't get a chance to see the closed door scrimmage last weekend against Minnesota, where CSU played evidently very impressively, from what I've heard. And so you know, again, the season is upcoming. We're getting excited about that. We're only 10 days away from opening day of the season, so it's starting to get a lot of fun, and I'm getting excited. My last effort on my podcast was to preview the non-conference schedule. CSU sure has a beast of a non-conference schedule with a lot of top 50 potential teams.
Well, Steve, I know you're getting pumped. Your co-host is getting pumped back there too. I can hear the pup back there, Steve.
Can you hear him? I'm sorry. He's downstairs behind closed doors.
No.
A little bit uncomfortable situation with I have painters in the house, and so I have to move around and stuff. And so
no, you're good.
Sorry about that. He is excited about the season. You know, being named after a former CSU basketball player, he likes the sport too.
Oh, you got to get him pumped up. Everybody's pumped up. I know your surrounding family, everybody that knows Steve Ivey. I mean, everyone's pumped up if they're a friend of yours, man. They're basketball people and dogs.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're getting close to it, Steve. Looking at this schedule, again, you broke down that non-conference schedule, starting things off with Louisiana Tech a week from Monday, if you can believe that. We're almost there. This will be a really interesting start and a nice test to see where the Rams truly are, because I think we all believe the Rams are going to be certainly much better than last season, but just how much better? Are they a dancing-type team this season, Steve?
Yeah, I think, and that's the thing. I think we'll get a pretty good indicator right out of the chute with two good games at home that first week on November 6th and November 10th. Louisiana Tech will be they're picked to be as high as second in Conference USA, which is a good conference. About 125th in the KenPom.com rankings, which is a really good, obviously the the best of all the computer-generated rankings. They'll be tough. They'll be physical. They'll be very good defensively, and it'll be a good test. And then followed up right away by Wright State, who is very much a sleeper of a team. I've seen them picked as high as in the top 100, picked to win Horizon League, which is a little smaller league, but there's some good teams in there. And they just picked up an approval for a guy, a waiver of a player who they had 2 years ago that went to Ohio State last year. Things didn't work out. Now he's back at Wright State and got approved right away to play. They have two 20-point scorers, and they're expected. I've seen them. I saw a top 20 mid-major ranking yesterday that had them in the spot right behind CSU. So right away, two really, really good games that may not be, you know, the top 50 quad one type of games for an NCAA tournament resume, but those are certainly games that can help you, and you really don't want to slip in those games. So right out of the chute, two really good ones.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens with UNC, too. A new-look group for Steve Smiley's crew. A lot of new faces for the Bears. I'll be curious to see how the Rams do there. I would imagine just way before this game even starts, Steve, I imagine the Rams win this game. But the thing is, I just don't know much about UNC at this point.
Yeah, and that's, you know, my gosh, you look at what we've seen the last couple of years in Greeley, some really great players. Bodie Hume, Dalen Kuntz, Dalton Knecht, Matt Johnson. Those, I thought they were all there, it's like forever, and very, very good players. And obviously a new group there, an unknown. But UNC always plays CSU top, and I – you know, you would love to consider that a cupcake game, but I've seen CSU lose at least three or four times in that gym. And UNC always gets up for it. And Steve Smiley can coach. He's got a great staff as well. And I expect that to be a highly competitive game, and that's certainly not a gimme from my perspective.
I love, though, Steve, these Colorado matchups, man. I just love the fact that we can get several times a year where CSU, obviously they're going to play the Buffs, but where they can play UNC and go up against Denver. We're seeing the same thing with UNC. I just think that's important. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, making sure that – college basketball teams in the area, they should have a handful of local matchups every single year?
Well, I'm actually really excited about that, Brady, because, you know, in the past, and I've covered the matchups with the Colorado teams, creating something that I call Crackers Front Range League. And that kind of went away because the teams stopped playing each other. Way back when, 10 years ago, when Tim Miles was here, Tim would schedule all those teams, and there'd be seven games a year against teams that were local, Wyoming, Air Force, DU, UNC, and CU. And I will tell you right now, Dorian Green, absolute legend at CSU, he went 23-5 in those local games, and I don't think anybody's ever come close to having a record like that. But I will cover it. I will create I will cover it as the Crackers Front Range League. And I do my own special awards. I'll give out a player of the year, follow all the matchups and stuff, and it'll be fun to watch because, like you said, a lot of them are playing each other. There's a lot of CSU's playing them all this year for the first time in I don't know how long. And you got, you know, UNC playing both CSU and CU, and then I believe Air Force and DU as well. So yeah, we'll have a fun time covering the local stuff as well.
Steve, I love that we can get together each and every week, but I cannot wait until we're, you know, talking about the actual games too. What are you working on that we can check out? I know you said you spent some time really diving into the non-con schedule, but what else should we be on the lookout in the next couple of days that we can go check out at Ram Nation?
Next steps. Next one I do will be Monday. I'll do a podcast covering my projections for the Mountain West. The Mountain West will be very, very good this year. We're starting to see some results of some of the closed door scrimmages. You had, you know, reports of Boise State beating Cal by 15 points, Nevada beating Oregon by 10, USC beating UNLV by only 3. San Diego State losing by 3 to Arizona State. New Mexico opened last night with an exhibition win. Wyoming opens tonight. So we're starting to see a lot of activity. I think the Mountain West is going to be loaded this year. I'm not sure if they'll get four bids in the NCAA, but I think there are probably six teams that that can get are capable of getting NCAA at-large bids, and I'll be kind of laying out what I see as what the Mountain West will look like, and I think CSU will be one of those six teams with a chance to make it to the NCAA. But we'll be covering the Mountain West.
I love it, my friend. Steve, always appreciate your insights, your coverage of all things Colorado State hoops, and our conversations that we can get together every single week, man. Try to have a warm weekend. Take care of yourself. Take care of that cough, my friend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Brady, it's always great catching up with you. We'll talk to you. Have a great week. Have a great weekend watching football.
All right, my man. Steve Ivey, the Swole Cracker. This is kind of his nickname there. He's great. He's great. He's excellent. Love. Dude, I'm telling you, I have a lot of guests on, a lot of great guests. Entertaining. We talk about different topics. But Steve's probably one of my more dialed in. He's going to really talk as we get into the season, the X's and O's of the actual game, really diving into it. So it's such an honor for me. I love basketball. That's my go-to. I love when I can talk to somebody about true basketball, and that's going to be my guy, Steve. Go watch a game with him. He knows so much about basketball. He will tell you the entire lineup for the refs. He will tell you the officials. He knows them all. That's a guy that just flat out gets it. 36 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash. Oh, I guess we're just coming right back in. We're having technical issues. I have no idea when I'm supposed to take a break or anything like that. Great. Awesome. This is fun. I'm just standing outside. We go off the air, and I'm told by Michael Kirkpatrick that, hey, get back in there and start talking. So I guess that's what we'll do. Let me just reload. There's a rhythm and a feel that I have to get into for live radio, so when I'm in a commercial break and all that, you know, then you're coming in, but here we are. So we're gonna just go for it. Hail Mary time, baby. I absolutely love it. How about this? Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Do you think that Coach Prime is in it for the long haul? And Angel, certainly, you don't. You're of the mindset that if they do get rolling to the point where, yeah, they're winning five, six games a season, somebody's going to come in and want this guy come over, not just because of the coaching, but because of what he can bring to the program popularity-wise and financially.
Sure. I mean, I could see them going, you know, maybe at best they get 8-9 wins here in the next couple of years, and they have one kind of magical season that gets a lot of attention. Or, you know, I think a lot will be made about him once Shador and Travis Hunter leave, and, you know, Shiloh, of course, as well. And how much is he really in it for CU, for Boulder, and for the state of Colorado? Because I don't know if I get that sense fully from him. It still feels like, okay, this is a good opportunity for my kids, and once we get them up and shining on their own, then I'll do whatever I want to do.
That'll be the true test, won't it? See what happens after Shador and Shiloh are gone. Is he doing the dad ball thing?
I know he has other kids at CU, so that
his daughter plays, right?
Yeah, so that could last until all of his kids are done, or, like I said, a bigger job comes up.
I mean, he talks a big game, and I'm not saying it is a negative thing. He talks a big game as far as grand pictures and ideas surrounding Colorado as a college. He says we need to bring back wrestling and all that brings wrestling and promote different sports and all that. I get it. But this is what I've learned over the years is with these coaches, you can't really trust all that because they all say that they are in it for the long haul. I'm here because I love it. We want to build something here. And then Michigan State calls, not to bring up that story. That's just the way it is. And unless we talked about it at the start of the show, unless you get to the point where you're at one of those premier jobs, then I don't believe you. I love Nico Medved. Don't believe him. I don't believe him when he says, no, I love it here. And I think he does love it here. I don't know if that means he's going to, you know, not take a bigger job if it comes along. It's not that I would say he's lying about it. I'm just saying you can't say things like, oh, yeah, no, I love CSU, but obviously if a bigger school calls, I'm out the door. You can't say those things. So that's, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying it's a negative that I don't believe them. That's just, you can't do that. You would destroy your fan base, your following. It would really hurt the program, donors, all that. You can't. That's why I don't believe them. I've asked coaches before, do you see yourself being here for the long haul? Of course. That's going to be the response. But the question is today, do you really see Coach Prime sticking with the Buffs for the long haul? Okay, we can take a break now? Okay. Where are we? Are we in space and time right now? I mean, are we at the bottom of the hour? Or are we just going to a commercial break? Man, this is hilarious. We got Brooks Talkington's going to join me. Former UNC Bears defensive lineman. Great dude. Awesome guy. See him out there. He looks like he could still play. Looks good. Flex those muscles, man. Yeah. That's probably weird that I asked him to do that. We'll be right back.
I'm Colleen Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 7 kicked off in New Orleans as the Jags held off the Saints 31-24 to move to 5-2 on the season. Trevor Lawrence, who's been dealing with a knee injury, threw for 204 yards and a score and rushed for 59. Travis Etienne added 53 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns. Derek Carr threw 4 straight incompletions on the 6-yard line in the final minute as the Saints fall to 3-4. In other news, the Raiders have ruled out quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo for Sunday's game at the Bears, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Aiden O'Connell got the start when Garoppolo missed week 4 with a concussion. However, Brian Hoyer was called in when Jimmy G left with a back injury in week 6. Both the Raiders and the Bears should be starting backup quarterbacks in week 7. With Justin Fields likely out, Chicago is expected to turn to undrafted rookie Tyson Bagent for his first NFL start. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have Health First Colorado, Colorado's Medicaid program, or Child Health Plan Plus, also known as CHIP, eligibility reviews are resuming. Have you changed your phone number or email address in the last 3 years? Have you moved? It's important we're able to reach you. Go to keepcocovered.com to learn how to update your contact information. Get notified when it's your time to renew by updating your communication preferences. Some members will be automatically renewed. Others will receive renewal paperwork that must be completed, signed, and returned right away. If you need help completing your paperwork, contact your county Human Services Department. Don't risk a gap in your health coverage. Learn more at keepcocovered.com. Brought to you by the Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Find podcasts of your favorite show, the day's news and sports headlines, and a schedule of what's coming up next at 1310kfka.com. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Pulling the curtain back a little bit, we're having gremlins attack back there, Angel. What's going on, dude? It's just a weird kind of day around here.
Well, there's a little screen here that tells me what commercials are going to play. It keeps us on time and everything, and the screen is not there. So I have all of our sound effects, liners, fillers, all that fun stuff, but no way to tell you how much time's left, what time we're on, or if this segment's even being recorded. So.
If it's even on air.
I don't know
air.
If we're even on air
can
right now.
Can you hear us out there? That's when you get scared at a radio station, when you start seeing
the
production
textures,
people.
Can you text us if we're still on air?
Yeah, Dixon, shoot me a text. Somebody shoot me a text. Let me know that we're on the air. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Joining us in studio, in the Aloe Fiber Studios, Brooks Talkington, former. Look at Susan and Cheryl. Look, be careful, ladies. He's engaged.
He is.
Stay away from Brooks. They love Angel, but then when new blood comes in, they're like, hey, what's going on?
I mean, who wouldn't love Angel?
Oh, I love Angel. A lot of people I joke with, I'm like, actually, his name's Bob. I just like to call him Angel.
That's pretty good.
Brooks Talkington here, former Bears defensive lineman. Congratulations, by the way, to you, my man.
I do appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Pretty big day for pretty big stuff going on in your life, my friend.
Oh, yeah. I hit it out of the park with that girl. She's wonderful. And when I was getting down on my knee, I just kept trying to think because I'd been up for 4 days in a row, just wondering what reason can I give her to say yes. And as I'm getting down on my knee, it's been 4 days that I still can't think of one. I said I'm just gonna really hope most people propose on one knee. I was on two.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Just like please.
You just begging.
Just begging. Yeah.
What was more nerve wracking for you, asking her to marry you or going up against stud offensive lineman back in the day?
Asking her, yeah. Mm. I mean, that's way more long-term. I mean, that guy's going to whoop me, you know? Like, that's the worst he can do, just break me physically, right?
Yeah.
This could break me in every way possible. And I was like, please, just don't, Brooks, don't screw this up. Man. You know, I was just talking to God, like, hey, I thought you'd tell me what to say by now. And, you know, it's time, and I still don't know what I'm going to say. I'm just hoping she just doesn't remember either. And to this day, I still don't know what I said, but she said yes.
You just kind of blacked out.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how it
goes. Talk about nervous. Like, I was sweating bullets, like, the whole way up. She's like, are you okay?
Now, did you have doubts that she was going to – did you think she was going to say no?
I mean, not really, but at the same time, I was like, there's a lot to ask. Like, I am a handful. I am a lot. And ask anybody to, you know, spend the rest of their life with me. That's a – dude.
So why are you a handful? Talk to us about that.
I'm very stubborn. I'm very prideful in a lot of ways, and I try not to be. Aside from that, I just...
Because I don't see... I mean, you and I have a pretty good relationship.
Oh,
we're not,
yeah,
like, hanging out every night, but when we see each other, it's always fun, great conversations.
100%. No, yeah. And
so I don't view you as, like, oh, that guy's tough to deal with.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, look, I do my best, but at the same time, I just kind of look from the outside in of just, like... Man, you know, sometimes you'll get done with a conversation, you'll be like, what was I doing there?
Oh, like, every single day of my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Every day I talk to somebody, I'm like, what happened in there?
Just play it back. We're going to play back this segment right here, and I'm going to be like, why did I say that? Like, what came over me to say that?
It's very funny. In this room, I'm more comfortable talking.
Yeah.
But when I'm out in public talking to people, sometimes I'm just like, I can't find the words. I don't know exactly what to say.
Yeah.
So it's
interesting.
A lot of my staff around here, they give me crap for it because I'm just I'm weird when you get around people.
You know, when people come I've never in for, seen that. Yeah.
You know, you and I, we had the bro hug and everything, but there's sometimes people you don't know if they're huggers or shakers or what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And then they come in, the arms kind of open up, and you're like, I'm going in with the shake.
Yeah.
But they're Now I'm like going to go right in between the hug arms here.
You always open up with the hug. Just establish dominance.
Yeah. Like, even coming, just a brand new person.
It doesn't matter. It's like, I'm a hugger. You're going to hug
me. Come here, you.
Right now.
Or have you seen the movie Fun with Dick and Jane? Jim Carrey was in that movie.
Yeah.
He goes, like, you see our hall here. He basically, he's at one end of the hall. The other guy's at the complete other end. And he starts walking toward him, and he's got his hand out to shake his hand. And now he's like, he put it out too early. So he's like, there's no going back. It's out. I can't put it back in. It's out. Here we go.
Yeah.
And now I'm approaching you with this long arm extended to shake your hand.
It's like when somebody holds the door open for you, but you're like 30 feet away.
Yep.
And so now it's like, do I walk the same speed?
Oh my gosh.
Do I like speed walk? Do I sprint to this person?
Oh no. And my thing is like, you go to let somebody in, you go to open the door. They're coming in from the right. You're coming in from the left. It swings out to the right.
Yeah.
So I walk in and I open the door for them. But I'm here first. So they're gonna have to go under me or like graze between me and the door.
Mm-hmm.
I do that a lot.
Oh yeah, I promise I'll have so many stories. This one's really funny. When I first got to UNC, we were just kind of taught, you know, or I was just always taught, hold the door open for folks behind you.
Yeah,
I held the door open for this one girl, and I was like a freshman. She said, "I don't need a man to hold the door open for me."
Oh geez,
slammed it in her face.
Oh.
I was like, I was polite. You blew it. Goodbye.
That's the way you should do it. I mean, that's the way. If you're gonna hold the door open,
hey,
for somebody,
man,
they don't want to take the door.
I was being kind. I was like, all right, perfect. Boom.
I hate when you open the door and people don't say thank you. So
yeah.
I would always just say whenever I open the door, they walk on through. I just go, you are very welcome.
Yep.
You
know? Have a great day.
Yeah, yeah, that's just frustrating. Brooks Talkington is in studio with us. Played for the UNC Bears. You played last year was your last. It seems like longer. Why does it seem like a long time ago?
I don't know, man. I think like,
is it because the season was so rough?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at it now and I did the math. It's been, I'm not trying to talk smack on my former alma mater, but it's been 346 days since the last Bears win in football.
So, yeah, no, you know, it's
yeah.
I want to get your thoughts on that too.
Yeah,
I don't know where we could okay, regular break. Okay,
take it to our normal.
We're working on it.
We're
good.
In some kind of new world right now.
The teleprompter broke.
The SNL skit broke. I can't do it. Like Angel has the entire 3-hour show scripted for me. Every word I say is written down. When that thing freezes, I'm out. You know, just shut her down.
5 minutes.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes. Thank you, Angel.
Perfect.
I got it. We're on track now. We're good.
Yeah.
Brooks is going to stick with me for Football Friday.
However long.
Presented
you want,
by man. Crazy Carl's Pizza. You've had some Crazy Carl's
great.
Pizza.
Oh yeah,
it's delicious.
Absolutely.
Man. So, what do you think of? Do you reach out? Do you talk to UNC ever? Do they reach out to you? I mean, what's it like when you move on?
I mean, the university itself is pretty quick to send you emails on, hey, donate to our programs,
or
whatever.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's like, hey, look, I hadn't even gotten a job. I do now. But like, I was getting those emails while I was on the football program. I was like, you want me to donate to this program?
Yeah.
And I'm playing. But no, I keep in touch with a lot of the players. Most of the players I played with, some of the coaching staff that's still on. Like, I believe Eddie Gonzalez is now director of op over there,
Love
doing
Eddie.
A great job. I mean, you know, he's great. And I haven't gotten a chance to really meet with the new coaching staff at all. I definitely want to reach out to Coach Lamb in the future and just be like, hey, any way I can help, whatever I can do. And that may just be, hey, just stay in your lane, you know, but whatever I can do, I want to support. I do love the Bears. And
from what you've heard about Ed Lamb and everything, do you feel like this, I mean, I know they're 0-7 right now, but do you feel like this thing could get back on the right track?
I feel like it could. Now, he's going to need a lot of support from senior admin over there, which sometimes call a spade, sometimes that's hard to get. But I think he's going to be a story a lot similar to this Jay Norvell guy, you know, at CSU. Like last year, you saw that was rough. That was a rough go for CSU.
Yeah, it was.
CSU's looking pretty good this year. Now, I was able to go to some of their fall camp practices and saw him. I was like, hey, this is a young team. It's a kind of undersized team, but they're doing the right things. Their practices are held very well scheduled, very well planned out, and they're doing great now. I mean, great is probably the wrong word, but they're doing significantly better than I thought they would.
No, they're on the improve.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
I think UNC is going to have a similar track. I think that, you know, if you are a bad team that's coached poorly, you do not improve throughout the year, right? If you watch any of those games from the first game against ACU to the latest game, which I believe was Cal Poly, right, for UNC, they keep improving. That defense keeps improving. The offense keeps improving. They're at least – how do I say this? In every game, they hold a lead at one point, right? This is not a bad football team, even though the record would show that.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be significantly better, but I think this is just one of those growing pain seasons, you know?
Yeah, with Ed Lamb, I think he even said it last week. He's like, hey, I truly believe this. We're a good football team with a terrible record.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it feels right now.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, so Montana, the coach from Montana, I don't know what his name is off the top of my head, but the head coach was giving an interview. You just kind of, they were asking, hey, you're coming off a bye week playing UNC, how you feeling? And a lot of it was insinuated of you're going to stomp them, right? And he was like, no, this is a good team. Like, their record does not demonstrate it, but this is a good team that we need to respect going into this game because they're about to go play Montana this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's a huge compliment from a team like that. You know, Montana used to be top of the top, big culture team for you know, the Big Sky. And I think if he's saying that, I think there's truth to it.
I'm a really big fan of Ed Lamb. Everything he says, I'm a big fan of who he is personally. Mm-hmm. Like, those things I like.
Yeah. I wish I had gotten the chance to play for him.
That's what's so tough. And I think one of our promos that hits is, like, the tough part for sports fans, especially college fans, is when you see guys like yourself that you're rooting for, but they're just a part of, whether that's a rebuilding team or a bad team, it's tough.
Yeah.
You see that in college all the time.
Oh, I agree. And I do think following the end of the season, just because it's been so tough with, you know, the wins have been harder to come by, they're going to lose a couple key players, I believe, you know, whether it's to the portal or they just call it, you know, and that's just kind of par for the course. But I think they're on the rebuild, and I don't think that they're going to have to weather too many of these bad seasons again. Like, I know I've gotten on here and I've sang the praises of a lot of coaches that – maybe I didn't really believe that, but you have to, you know, you got to stay true to the culture and to the course of, you know, I'm not going to turn on the people who I'm with. But I truly do mean this from people I've talked to who have worked with Coach Lamb before, like Coach Butler, our old strength coach. He was under Coach Lamb whenever they Southern Utah won the Big Sky Championship. And he's a big believer. And I think I am too. You know, I think it's going to be interesting to see, but I think I'm a believer in what.
So they got the right Ed?
Yeah, this time. We got him this time.
All right, Brooks is going to stick around for our Crazy Carl's Football Friday coming up next. Do not miss that. Got my picks. We're going to look at CSU Air Force All's game coming up next. We'll be right back.
Can't wait.
Oh, I guess we're just coming right back in. We're having technical issues. I have no idea when I'm supposed to take a break or anything like that. Great. Awesome. This is fun. I'm just standing outside. We go off the air, and I'm told by Michael Kirkpatrick that, hey, get back in there and start talking. So I guess that's what we'll do. Let me just reload. Let me just – there's a rhythm and a feel that I have to get into for live radio. So when I'm in a commercial break and all that, you know, then you're coming in, but here we are. So we're gonna just go for it. Hail Mary time, baby. I absolutely love it. How about this? Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Do you think that Coach Prime is in it for the long haul? And Angel, certainly you don't. You're of the mindset that if they do get rolling to the point where they're winning five, six games a season, somebody's going to come in and want this guy come over, not just because of the coaching, but because of what he can bring to the program popularity-wise and financially.
Sure. I mean, I could see them going, you know, maybe at best they get 8-9 wins here in the next couple of years, and they have one kind of magical season that gets a lot of attention. Or, you know, I think a lot will be made about him once Shador and Travis Hunter leave, and, you know, Shiloh, of course, as well. And how much is he really in it for CU, for Boulder, and for the state of Colorado? Because I don't know if I get that sense fully from him. It still feels like, okay, this is a good opportunity for my kids, and once we get them up and shining on their own, then I'll do whatever I want to do.
That'll be the true test, won't it? See what happens after Shador and Shiloh are gone. Is he doing the dad ball thing?
I know he has other kids at CU, so that
his daughter plays, right?
Yeah, so that could last until all of his kids are done, or, like I said, a bigger job comes up.
I mean, he talks a big game, like, and I'm not saying it as a negative thing. He talks a big game as far as grand pictures and ideas surrounding Colorado as a college.
says we need to bring back wrestling and all that, brings wrestling and promote different sports and all that. I get it. But this is what I've learned over the years is with these coaches, you can't really trust all that because they all say that they are in it for the long haul. I'm here because I love it. We want to build something here. And then Michigan State calls, not to bring up that story. That's just the way it is. And unless we talked about it at the start of the show, unless you get to the point where you're at one of those premier jobs, then I don't believe you. I love Nico Medved. Don't believe him. I don't believe him when he says, no, I love it here. And I think he does love it here. I don't know if that means he's going to, you know, not take a bigger job if it comes along. It's not that I would say he's lying about it. I'm just saying you can't say things like, oh, yeah, no, I love CSU, but obviously if a bigger school calls, I'm out the door. You can't say those things. So that's, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying it's a negative that I don't believe them. That's just, you can't do that. You would destroy your fan base, your following. It would really hurt the program, donors, all of it. You can't. That's why I don't believe them. I've asked coaches before, do you see yourself being here for the long haul? Of course. That's going to be the response. But the question is today, do you really see Coach Prime sticking with the Buffs for the long haul? Okay, we can take a break now? Okay. Where are we? Are we in space and time right now? I mean, are we at the bottom of the hour? Are we just going to a commercial break? Man, this is hilarious. We got Brooks Talkington's going to join me, former UNC Bears defensive lineman. Great dude. Awesome guy. See him out there. He looks like he can still play. Looks good. Flex those muscles, man. Yeah. That's probably weird that I asked him to do that. We'll be right back.
I'm Colleen Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 7 kicked off in New Orleans as the Jags held off the Saints 31-24 to move to 5-2 on the season. Trevor Lawrence, who's been dealing with a knee injury, threw for 204 yards and a score and rushed for 59. Travis Etienne added 53 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns. Derek Carr threw 4 straight incompletions on the 6-yard line in the final minute as the Saints fall to 3-4. In other news, the Raiders have ruled out quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo for Sunday's game at the Bears, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Aiden O'Connell got the start when Garoppolo missed week 4 with a concussion. However, Brian Hoyer was called in when Jimmy G left with a back injury in week 6. Both the Raiders and the Bears should be starting backup quarterbacks in week 7. With Justin Fields likely out, Chicago is expected to turn to undrafted rookie Tyson Bagent for his first NFL start. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have Health First Colorado, Colorado's Medicaid program, or Child Health Plan Plus, also known as CHIP, Eligibility reviews are resuming. Have you changed your phone number or email address in the last 3 years? Have you moved? It's important we're able to reach you. Go to keepcocovered.com to learn how to update your contact information. Get notified when it's your time to renew by updating your communication preferences. Some members will be automatically renewed. Others will receive renewal paperwork that must be completed, signed, and returned right away. If you need help completing your paperwork, contact your county Human Services Department. Don't risk a gap in your health coverage. Learn more at keepcocovered.com. Brought to you by the Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Find podcasts of your favorite show, the day's news and sports headlines, and a schedule of what's coming up next at 1310kfka.com. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Forty-six minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Pulling the curtain back a little bit, we're having gremlins attack back there, Angel. What's going on, dude? It's just a weird kind of day around here.
Well, there's a little screen here that tells me what commercials are going to play. It keeps us on time and everything, and the screen is not there. So I have all of our sound effects, liners, fillers, all that fun stuff, but no way to tell you how much time's left, what time we're on, or if this segment's even being recorded.
If it's even on air.
I don't know
if
we're even on air right now.
Can you hear us out there? That's when you get scared at a radio station, when you start seeing
production
people.
Can you text us if we're still on air?
Yeah, Dixon, shoot me a text. Somebody shoot me a text. Let me know that we're on the air. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Joining us in studio, in the Aloe Fiber Studios, Brooks Talkington, former. Look at Susan and Cheryl. Look, be careful, ladies. He's engaged.
He is.
Stay away from Brooks. They love Angel, but then when new blood comes in, they're like, hey, what's going on?
I mean, who wouldn't love Angel?
Oh, I love Angel. A lot of people I joke with, I'm like, actually, his name's Bob. I just like to call him Angel.
That's pretty good.
Brooks Talkington here, former Bears defensive lineman. Congratulations, by the way,
to you,
my man.
I do appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Pretty big day for pretty big stuff going on in your life, my friend.
Oh yeah, I hit it out of the park with that girl. She's wonderful. And when I was getting down on my knee, I just kept trying to think because I'd been up for 4 days in a row, just wondering what reason can I give her to say yes. And as I'm getting down on my knee, it's been 4 days that I still can't think of one. I said I'm just gonna really hope most people propose on one knee. I was on two.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Just like, please.
You just begging.
Just begging. Yeah.
What was more nerve wracking for you, asking her to marry you or going up against stud offensive lineman back in the day?
Asking her, yeah. Mm. I mean, that's way more long-term. I mean, that guy's going to whoop me, you know? Like, that's the worst he can do, just break me physically, right?
Yeah.
This could break me in every way possible. And I was like, please, just don't, Brooks, don't screw this up.
Man.
You know, I was just talking to God, like, hey, I thought you'd tell me what to say by now. And, you know, it's time, and I still don't know what I'm going to say. I'm just hoping she just doesn't remember either. And to this day, I still don't know what I said, but she said yes.
You just kind of blacked out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
How it
you
goes.
Talk about nervous. Like, I was sweating bullets, like, the whole way up. She's like, are you okay?
Now, did you have doubts that she was going to – did you think she was going to say no?
I mean, not really, but at the same time, I was like, there's a lot to ask. Like, I'm a handful. I am a lot. And ask anybody to, you know, spend the rest of their life with me. That's a – dude.
So why are you a handful? Talk to us about that.
I'm very stubborn. I'm very prideful in a lot of ways, and I try not to be. Aside from that, I just...
Because I don't... you and I have a pretty good relationship.
Oh,
we're not,
yeah,
like, hanging out every night, but when we see each other, it's always fun, great conversations.
100%. No, yeah. And
so
I mean,
don't view you as, like, oh, that guy's tough to deal with.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, look, I do my best, but at the same time, I just kind of look from the outside in of just, like... Man, you know, sometimes you'll get done with a conversation, you'll be like, what was I doing there?
Oh, every single day of my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Every day I talk to somebody, I'm like, what
What happened in there?
Just play it back. We're going to play back this segment right here, and I'm going to be like, why did I say that? Like, what came over me to say that?
It's very funny. In this room, I'm more comfortable talking.
Yeah.
But when I'm out in public talking to people, mm-hmm. sometimes I'm just like, I can't find the words. I don't know exactly what to say.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of my staff around here, they give me crap for it because I'm just I'm weird when you get around people.
You know, when people come I've never in for, seen that. Yeah.
You know, you and I, we had the bro hug and everything, but there's sometimes people you don't know if they're huggers or shakers or what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And then they come in, the arms kind of open up, and you're like, I'm going in with the shake.
Yeah.
But now I'm like going to go right in between the hug arms here.
You always open up with the hug. Just establish dominance.
Yeah. Just a brand new person.
It doesn't matter. It's like, I'm a hugger. You're going to hug
come
me.
Come here, you.
Right now.
Or have you seen the movie Fun with Dick and Jane? Jim Carrey was in that movie.
Yeah.
He goes, like, you see our hall here. He basically, he's at one end of the hall. The other guy's at the complete other end. And he starts walking toward him, and he's got his hand out to shake his hand. And now he's like, he put it out too early. So he's like, there's no going back. It's out. I can't mm-hmm. put it back in. It's out. Here we go.
Yeah.
And now I'm approaching you with this long arm extended to shake your hand.
It's like when somebody holds the door open for you, but you're like 30 feet away.
Yep.
And so now it's like, do I walk the same speed?
Oh my gosh.
Do I like speed walk? Do I sprint to this person?
Oh no. And my thing is like, you go to let somebody in, you go to open the door. They're coming in from the right. You're coming in for the left. It swings out to the right.
Yeah.
So I walk in and I open the door for them. And I'm here first. So they're gonna have to go under me or like graze between me and the door.
Mm-hmm.
But I do that a lot.
Oh yeah, I promise I'll have so many stories. This one's really funny. When I first got to UNC, we were just kind of taught, you know, or I was just always taught, hold the door open for folks behind you.
Yeah.
I held the door open for this one girl, and I was like a freshman. She said, I don't need a man to hold the door open for me.
Oh, geez.
Slammed it in her face.
I was like, hey,
I was polite. You blew it. Goodbye.
That's the way you should do it. I mean, that's the way, if you're going to hold the door open for somebody, they don't want to take the door.
I was being kind. I was like, all right, perfect. Boom.
I hate when you open the door and people don't say, thank you. So
yeah.
I would always just say whenever I open the door, they walk on through. I just go, you are very welcome.
Yep.
You
know? Have a great day.
Yeah, that's just frustrating. Brooks Talkington is in studio with us. Played for the UNC Bears. You played last year was your last. It seems like longer. Why does it seem like a long time ago?
I don't know, man. I think like.
Is it because the season was so rough?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at it now and I did the math. It's been. I'm not trying to talk smack on my former alma mater, but it's been 346 days since the last Bears win in football.
So, yeah, no, you know, it's
yeah.
I want to get your thoughts on that too.
Yeah,
I don't know where we could okay, regular break. Okay,
take it to our normal.
We're working on it. We're
good, in some kind of new world right now.
The teleprompter broke.
That's like the SNL kid. I can't do it. Like Angel has the entire 3-hour show scripted for me. Every word I say is written down. When that thing freezes, I'm out.
Yeah. Hey,
just shut her down.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
We got 5 minutes. Thank you, Angel.
Perfect.
I got it. We're on track now. We're good.
Yeah.
Brooks is gonna stick with me for Football Friday.
However long.
Presented
long.
By Crazy Carl's Pizza. You've had some Crazy
oh, it's
Carl's
great.
Pizza.
Oh yeah.
It's delicious.
Absolutely.
Man. So what do you think of do you reach out? Do you talk to UNC ever? Do they reach out to you? I mean, what's it like when you move on?
I mean, the university itself is pretty quick to send you emails on, hey, donate to our programs,
or
whatever.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's like, hey, look, I hadn't even gotten a job. I do now. But like, I was getting those emails while I was on the football program. I was like, you want me to donate to this program?
Yeah.
And I'm playing. But no, I keep in touch with a lot of the players. Most of the players I played with, some of the coaching staff that's still on, like I believe Eddie Gonzalez is now director of op over there,
Love
doing
Eddie.
A great job. I mean, you know, he's great. And I haven't gotten a chance to really meet with the new coaching staff at all. I definitely want to reach out to Coach Lamb in the future and just be like, hey, any way I can help. Whatever I can do, and that may just be, hey, just stay in your lane, you know, but whatever I can do, I want to support. I do love the Bears. And
from what you've heard about Ed Lamb and everything, mm-hmm. do you feel like this, I mean, I know they're 0-7 right now, but do you feel like this thing could get back on the right track?
I feel like it could. Now, he's going to need a lot of support from senior admin over there, which sometimes call spade a spade. Sometimes that's hard to get. But I think he's going to be a story a lot similar to this Jay Norvell guy, you know, at CSU. Like last year, you saw that was rough. That was a rough go for CSU.
Yeah, it was.
CSU's looking pretty good this year. Now, I was able to go to some of their fall camp practices and saw him. I was like, hey, this is a young team. This is a kind of undersized team, but they're doing the right things. Their practices are held very well scheduled, very well planned out, and they're doing great now. I mean, great is probably the wrong word, but they're doing significantly better than I thought they would.
No, they're on the improve.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
I think UNC is going to have a similar track. I think that, you know, if you are a bad team that's coached poorly, you do not improve throughout the year, right? If you watch any of those games from the first game against ACU to the latest game, which I believe was Cal Poly, right, for UNC, they keep improving. That defense keeps improving. The offense keeps improving. They're at least, how do I say this? In every game, they hold a lead at one point, right? This is not a bad football team, even though the record would show that.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be significantly better, but I think this is just one of those growing pain seasons, you know?
Yeah, with Ed Lamb, I think he even said it last week. He's like, hey, I truly believe this. We're a good football team with a terrible record.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it feels right now.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, so Montana, the coach from Montana, I don't know what his name is off the top of my head, but the head coach was giving an interview. They were asking, hey, you're coming off a bye week playing UNC. How you feeling? And a lot of it was insinuated of you're going to stomp them, right? And he was like, no, this is a good team. Like, their record does not demonstrate it, but this is a good team that we need to respect going into this game because they're about to go play Montana this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's a huge compliment from a team like that. You know, Montana used to be top of the top, big culture team for you know, the Big Sky. And I think if he's saying it, I think there's truth to it.
I'm a really big fan of Ed Lamb. Everything he says, I'm a big fan of who he is personally. Mm-hmm. Like, those things I like.
I wish I had gotten the chance to play for him.
That's what's so tough. And I think one of our promos that hits is, like, the tough part for sports fans, especially college fans, is when you see guys like yourself that you're rooting for, but they're just a part of, whether that's a rebuilding team or a bad team, it's tough.
Yeah.
You see that in college all the time.
Oh, I agree. And I do think following the end of the season, just because it's been so tough with, you know, the wins have been harder to come by, they're going to lose a couple key players, I believe, you know, whether it's to the portal or they just call it, you know, and that's just kind of par for the course. But I think they're on the rebuild, and I don't think that they're going to have to weather too many of these bad seasons again. Like, I know I've gotten on here and I've sang the praises of a lot of coaches that – maybe I didn't really believe that, but you have to, you know, you got to stay true to the culture and to the course of, you know, I'm not going to turn on the people who I'm with. But I truly do mean this from people I've talked to who have worked with Coach Lamb before, like Coach Butler, our old strength coach. He was under Coach Lamb whenever they Southern Utah won the Big Sky Championship. And he's a big believer. And I think I am too. You know, I think it's going to be interesting to see, but I think I'm a believer in what.
So they got the right Ed?
Yeah, this time. We got him this time.
All right, Brooks is going to stick around for our Crazy Carl's Football Friday coming up next. Do not miss that. Got my picks. We're going to look at CSU Air Force All's game coming up next. We'll be right back.
Can't wait.